In this bulletin, National Cabinet meets in a bid to get Australia's vaccine rollout back on track. Health authorities investigate multiple COVID-19 incidents in hotel quarantine. And in sport, Liverpool's owner issues a public apology as the Super League breakaway competition collapses. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyke. Australia's COVID-19 vaccination program is to be re-examined by National Cabinet today as the Prime Minister Scott Morrison prepares to meet the state and territory leaders. Plans to bring forward COVID-19 vaccination for Australians over 50 and proposals for mass vaccination are expected to be discussed. Large vaccination hubs are already open for people aged over 70 at three large sites in Victoria. China has criticised the federal government's decision to cancel Victoria's Belt and Road Initiative infrastructure agreements with China. The Chinese embassy in Australia says the move further damages bilateral relations. The federal government says it cancelled Victoria's agreements because it's inconsistent with Australia's foreign policy goals. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne announced the cancellation of four Victorian government deals in total, two of which related to the Belt and Road Initiative. The new foreign veto laws allow the federal government to review and cancel a range of international agreements struck by states and territories and councils and universities. Victoria's opposition leader Michael O'Brien has told Nine Radio it's the right move.
I feel elated. I said a year ago that if I'm Premier, I would end Belt and Road because it is just a bad deal for Victoria. Bad for jobs, bad for security, it's bad for our sovereignty. So the fact the federal government has stepped in and ended this is a good day for Victoria.
Two return travellers have contracted COVID-19 while in hotel quarantine in Perth. WA's health department has previously reported the infections as being acquired overseas. However, genomic sequencing has since confirmed transmission occurred at the McCure Hotel in Perth. Authorities say two sets of guests in rooms opposite each other had the same sequence of virus despite arriving from different countries at different times. Investigations are continuing. Guests who were released from the facility after showing negative test results are being retested and directed to self-isolate. And New South Wales Health is investigating potential transmission of COVID-19 between returned travellers at the McCure Hotel in Sydney. The travellers entered Australia on the 3rd of April on the same flight and subsequently stayed in adjacent rooms on the 10th floor of the hotel. They've been transferred to special health accommodation where they'll remain until they're no longer infectious. New South Wales Health is contacting return travellers from the same floor between the 7th and 12th of April and urging them to isolate and get tested. Police in Russia have detained 300 people across the country who gathered in support of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The supporters of President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent fear he could soon die in a prison hospital. Mr. Navalny has been on a hunger strike for 3 weeks. The United Nations is calling on Russia to allow Mr. Navalny to be medically evacuated to another country for treatment. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has warned the West not to cross a line with Russia, saying doing so would trigger an asymmetrical, rapid and harsh response. The warning came in his annual State of the Nation address amid heightened tension with the West. President Putin says Western powers were constantly trying to pick on Russia. Indonesia's Navy is searching for a submarine that went missing north of Bali with 53 people on board. The military has sought help from both Australia and Singapore. To sport, Liverpool owner John W. Henry has apologised to Liverpool fans, Jurgen Klopp and the players for his role in joining the attempted Super League breakaway competition.
I want to apologise to all the fans, supporters of Liverpool Football Club for the disruption I caused over the past 48 hours. That the project put forward was never going to stand without the support of the fans. We heard you. I heard you. And I want to apologize to Jurgen, to Billy, to the players, and to everyone who works so hard at LFC to make our fans proud. In this endeavor, I've let you down. Again, I'm sorry.
The Super League idea collapsed before a ball was even kicked after being abandoned by its six high-profile English clubs. Leaders of the proposed competition are considering appropriate steps forward. And now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 27. Adelaide, showers easing, 19. Melbourne, showers and 17. Hobart, similar conditions, 16. Canberra, frosty and cloudy, 16 degrees. Wollongong, sunny and 20. Similar for Sydney, 23. Sunny too in Newcastle, 23 degrees. Brisbane, cloudy, 24. Cairns, rain and 29. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.